CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 17th of March, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB's 2024 AGM is coming up. British Science Week is drawing to a close. Changes to examination fees are coming soon. This year's RSGB AGM will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 13th of April and will be held online to ensure as many members as possible can watch and take part. The formal business of the meeting will include the results of members' votes on the resolutions, including the endorsement of 3 nominated directors. The President will give a video review of 2023, and the Society will announce the recipients of its annual awards and trophies, as well as the winners of its construction competition. At the end of the meeting, there will be a recorded presentation on Making Amateur Radio Licensing Fit for the Future by Ofcom Group Director Spectrum David Willis. This will be followed by a live Q&A on the new license conditions with 4 senior RSGB representatives answering your questions. President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, Board Chair Stuart Bryan, G3YSX, General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, and Spectrum Forum Chair Murray Lyman, G6JYB. You can find more information about the candidates, voting, and how to ask the board a question on the RSGB AGM web pages at rsgb.org/alpha-golf-mic. British Science Week is drawing to a close and lots of exciting activities have been going on. Radio amateurs across the country have been encouraging young people to explore and understand our hobby, and there have been some wonderful ways of incorporating the theme of time into amateur radio activities. The RSGB would like to thank those who have shared ideas and resources, promoting the magic of radio communications with young people. There will be a report in the June issue of Radcom to showcase the activities that have happened and to inspire people to get involved next year. Perhaps you ran a construction day, set up and operated a radio station in a school, or did a QSO with GB3RS at the RSGB National Radio Centre. Whatever you've been doing, please send your reports with separate high-resolution photographs to radcom at rsgb.org.uk by the 21st of April 2024. The RSGB would welcome feedback about what worked well and what you learned and how the Society could develop its British Science Week activities next year. Please email the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, at Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk to share your thoughts. Early in February, the RSGB announced that the fees for foundation, intermediate and full level examinations would increase from the 1st of May 2024. You can now use the online booking system to book an exam prior to the 1st of May at the current price, or select exam dates from the 1st of May at the new prices. Please ensure that you make the correct date selection, as booking errors that need to be changed may incur an administration fee as outlined in the exam terms and conditions. To book an exam, go to the Student Information section of the RSGB website and choose the option to book and pay for your exam from the right-hand menu. The Radcom Contesting column has new editors. The RSGB contest committees will be overseeing the column and have planned a schedule of topics. Some will be written by members of the three contesting committees and some by others who can share their experiences. As well as information about various aspects of contesting, the committees hope that the column will feature a contesting tip of the month, a featured UK contester, as well as a contest of the month. Once each issue is published, the column content will be shared on the RSGB website to provide a useful resource about contesting. You can see a list of the planned topics at rsgb.org/radcom-contesting. The committees are keen to hear from people who would like to be involved, so if you'd like to suggest a missing topic or offer to write something for the column, please email contestclub@rsgbcc.org. And now for details of rallies and events. Callington Radio and Electronics Rally is taking place today in Callington, Cornwall. Grantham Amateur Radio Club Radio and Electronics Rally is also taking place today in Lincolnshire. In Wales, Pencoed and District Amateur Radio Club Rally is taking place today. The event is being held at Sarn and Bryn Cwlch Social Club, Sarn, Bridgend, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 329 November Yankee. The entrance fee is £2, but there is no charge for those under the age of 16. Doors open to the public at 10 a.m. and refreshments are available. Disabled access is available via a chairlift. For more information, contact Ewan Jones on 07791 709 691. Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 24th of March at St. Redigan's Community Centre. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and the entrance fee will be £3. Tables cost £15 each and a maximum of 2 tables per vendor. For more information, visit deltaalpharomeocharlie.online/rally. And the Ripon Rally will also take place on Sunday the 24th of March. The venue will be the Great Ouseburn Village Hall, Lightmire Lane, Great Ouseburn, York. Postcode Yankee Oscar 269 Romeo Lima. Lots of parking will be available adjacent to the venue. Traders are welcome from 7 a.m. and tables cost £10 each. Doors open for visitors from 10 a.m. and entrance is £3 per person. For more information, visit Romeo Alpha, Delta Alpha Romeo Sierra, hyphen, Golf 4 Sierra Juliet Mike, dot club. Now the special event news. Hotel India 180 Romeo Delta is on the air to celebrate the 180th anniversary of the Dominican Republic declaring its independence from Haiti in 1844. Listen for activity on all bands and modes until the 30th of April. Around 25 operators from 5 radio clubs will be part of the event. For details of a certificate that's available, visit qrz.com. Special event call sign Echo India 80 Mike Bravo is active until the 31st of May to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the rescue of 178 German seamen who were rescued from the waters of the Bay of Biscay after a battle between British and German naval forces in 1943. The men were carried out by a small Irish coaster called Kerlog, which had the call sign Echo India Mike Bravo. The rescue took more than 10 hours. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via EI6AL. Now the DX news. Nobby G0VJG is active as 5 Hotel 3 Victor Juliet Golf from Zanzibar Island, AF032, in Tanzania, until the 20th of March. He is operating mainly using SSB and with some CW and FT8, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Gerard F2JD is active as Hotel Romeo 5/Foxtrot 2 Juliet Delta from Copan, Honduras, until the 21st of March. He's operating CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4 on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA, direct, or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. On Monday the 18th, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. The British Amateur Radio Tele Data Group HF RITI contest started at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 16th and ends at 0200 UTC on Monday the 18th. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report, serial number and time. On Tuesday the 19th, the 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 19th, the IRTS 80-meter evening counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and county code. On Thursday the 21st, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from Amateur Radio Station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 14th of March 2024. What a difference a month makes. We've gone from a solar flux index up to almost 200 to one that is down to the 120s. Over the past week we've had only two M-class solar flares, which means we've had limited coronal mass ejection activity and therefore low KP indices. Last week's Commonwealth contest saw UK amateurs making plenty of HF contacts, some with Australia, but everyone agreed that HF propagation was a little lackluster. There's a daily chance of moderate class solar flares from AR3607, the largest sunspot region, but all remaining spots remain mostly small and simple. The solar wind speed has been quite high with sporadic periods of a south pointing BZ field. This is what has pushed the KP index to 3, but this isn't a big threat to HF. There's a slight chance of unsettled intervals caused by a weak coronal hole near the south centre of the solar disk, coupled with the fast solar wind. NOAA predicts that active region 3590 has been detected on the far side of the Sun using helioseismology. This may mean that it will still be active and a threat when it returns in a week or so. This region was the source of the X6 solar flare on the 22nd of February, the largest so far in solar cycle 25. Next week, commencing the 18th of March, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 120 to 130 range, although the US Air Force predicts it could reach 150. Geomagnetic conditions are likely to be mainly settled, with a maximum KP index of 2 or 3. So this is a reasonable forecast for HF propagation, which should remain open up to 28 MHz during daylight hours. This is also a good time for north-south paths, such as the UK to South Africa and the UK to South America. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The continuing theme of unsettled weather will produce further spells of rain and heavy showers, and once again provide some rain scatter options for the gigahertz band. Another thing to mention is that as we move towards the latter part of the month, the intensity of showers becomes greater due to the additional warmth improving the effectiveness of the rain scatter process. It's very hard to find any traditional tropo until we get well into the coming week. It may occur on Thursday the 21st, when a high will develop a ridge from Biscay across southern Britain and the near continent. This should provide a chance of troppo in the final few days of the coming week. Unfortunately, this is not in time for the UK activity contest on 1.3 gigs on Tuesday the 19th, but the 70 megs UK activity contest on Thursday the 21st may be luckier. The north of Britain may start to see the next low bringing rain over that weekend, so though it has an early exit from any troppo, at least being well north gives Scottish stations a head start for an aurora, which tends to favour the spring months. Meteor scatter still remains in the random territory. Try just before sunrise for best results, but with the next major shower being the Lyrids in late April, we have a while to wait for an uptick in activity. Lastly, a brief mention of sporadic E. It has popped up with some weak events on the Daube plots on PropQuest, but the main season is still a little way off. Maybe check next month for a heads up on the lower bands like 28 and 50 MHz. Of course, digital modes will get a head start, so best to check the clusters and chat rooms for signs of fleeting activity. Some UK stations reported 50 MHz trans-equatorial propagation to Africa last week, so check for that. For EME operators, moon declination reaches a maximum on Sunday, but path losses are starting to increase again. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate, falling to low on Wednesday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links, where known. For the South West, on Tuesday, Barton District Amateur Radio Club is having a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. This will be followed by a Zoom meeting on Thursday. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 164 November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Contact is via November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie. .org.uk. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is having an informal discussion via Zoom. Visit Sierra Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .co.uk for more information about the club, or contact enquiries at Sierra Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact is Terry M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .uk. Or phone 07889208090. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, DW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Ruvina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Sunday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse from 7 p.m. Contact is via golfwhiskey4@echozuluwhiskey.org.uk. And Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the St. John's Ambulance Station, Line Road, Newport, postcode November Papa 205 Juliet Golf. On Tuesdays, there is a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. Contact is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.